This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to welcome back Mitch Varnes, the race producer for the Melbourne Music Marathon. And now it's the Melbourne Music Marathon weekend, because there's so much you couldn't even do it in one day.
That's right, Terry. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so tell us the details. There's so many aspects of this, we can't cover it in 5 minutes, but let's talk about the basics of the race.
Well, it's February 4th and 5th, and what it is it's a the city of Melbourne declared it their signature sporting event, so it's kind of all-encompassing. We have a 5K, we have an 8K that's sponsored by Florida Today Newspaper, we have a free kids run that's sponsored by McDonald's, and the overall event is sponsored by State Farm, and that's a half marathon and marathon and half marathon relay.
Wow. So lots of ways to get involved.
Lots of ways to get involved. In addition to that, we have 20 music acts on the course on Sunday, 6 on Saturday. And basically, it's a good time for anybody. The acts bring their followers, their groupies, their fans. The runners bring their families. And it turns out to be a great downtown event.
A huge event. And then there's a post event on both days, right?
That's correct, Terry. We have 6 acts on the course on Saturday, 20 on Sunday. And then afterwards, we have a main stage set up right in downtown Melbourne at Municipal and Strawbridge. And we'll have an act playing on 2 different days.
Wow. So lots going
on. After the race.
Lots going on. And walkers are invited to participate in the 5K?
Absolutely. We get a lot of walkers, not just in the 5K and the 8K. I mean, it's common to see walkers at those distances. But we actually get a lot of walkers in the half marathon.
Oh, really?
Because our course is actually open 7 hours for the marathoners. And what happens is we get a lot of, I see a lot of ladies who are perhaps walking buddies, and they come out and they walk the course, and they're done in 3 or 3.5 hours, and they enjoy the festivities afterward.
Okay, so tell us about the relay. Is that like a corporate type thing, or just anybody that wants to put together a team?
Well, what it is the half marathon and the marathon might be a daunting distance for a lot of people, and a 5K or an 8K is common running distance, and so this is kind of aimed at people that want to step up and do something further but might not be for the half marathon. So what they do is they run 6.55 miles each, which basically takes them from downtown Melbourne across the Ogele Causeway to Riverside Drive. They tag up with their partner. Their partner runs the rest of the way down to downtown Melbourne, and the first part of the relay gets on a bus and goes back to downtown and meets their partner at the finish line.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a great way. So then you can train with them. And
as a matter of fact, the new football coach here at Florida Tech, he and his wife are going to do the half marathon relay. And he's committed the entire football team to run one of the races. So they're either going to do the 5K or 8K.
Wow. So there's a lot of Florida Tech angles. One of the benefits or benefactors of the race is the Scott Center for Autism Treatment. And who else is going to benefit?
The Scott Center, the American Cancer Society, Patriot Run, which is a unique event in itself. And we have a couple of other smaller beneficiaries.
Okay, and one of the goals that you told me earlier of the race is to become the greenest race in the country?
Well, that's a pretty tough task. There's some really green ones out in the Pacific Northwest, particularly Portland and Seattle. But our goal is to be the greenest on the East Coast. Right now, I believe that honor would go to Hartford, Connecticut. But I think at this point, we're probably already the greenest in Florida. We have a big sustainability initiative, which Florida Tech is actually part of. We have an intern. We've been working with a professor of sustainability to try to make our race smarter and greener and more efficient.
And if you're not familiar with races, there is a lot of waste, a lot of plastic water bottles, and a lot of clothing that's shed. So there's a lot of opportunity to help the environment.
Absolutely. There's if you go along a race course, you'll see cups on the side of the road. You'll see clothing on the side of the road because it starts out really early in the morning when it's cold. And after a couple of miles, people are sweating and throwing their clothes off. So there's a lot that we can recover and recycle and get to other people.
Okay, so once again, this is the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend. It happens February 4th and 5th. And how can people get involved? What's the best way to find out more info?
Well, the best way is to go straight to the website, which is themelbournemarathon.com. And lots of details on there. That's the registration page or through smoothrunning.org, either one of those. But anything you ever want to know, from the course to the bands to the beneficiaries to anything else, is on that site.
Okay, are you still looking for volunteers and sponsors?
Absolutely. Sponsors, we're done. We've had tremendous community support. We're in lockdown on that. But volunteers, we would love to have volunteers. And you can reach us through themelbournemarathon.com. We have a volunteer page. And we could really use your help and do appreciate it.
All right. Well, we hope to see everyone come out to the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend. How many years have you been doing this now?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
And we're going to have about 3,000 runners this year. So we're edging up about 15% a year.
That's great. So we hope everyone will come out. Once again, you can find out more information at themelbournemarathon.com. All right. Mitch, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for having us.